Drusilla Crutchfield, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are able to gather here together and to speak your word, and to share the miracles and the healing power that you have today. Father, thank you that you are able to reach and to touch lives and to heal and to defeat the enemy, Father, and to bring victory to us. Father, thank you for your salvation provided through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for each life that you touch today through this ministry. Father, I ask that you anoint this ministry and that your word go forth and be spoken as you would have it spoken. I praise you, Father, and give you the glory, Father. I love you, Heavenly Father, and I thank you for all that you are in my life today. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you for joining me again today. I know that I left off yesterday telling you about our son, Winston, and the choice he made between men and God. You see, James, in the book of James, chapter 5, God tells us, "The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." You see, my son had given his life to Christ. Oh, completely and totally. Of course, we had told him the story of his birth. The fact that he was a vegetable. And he knew that he was different. He knew that he could work circles around other students in class. He knew that God had touched his life. He didn't need us to tell him. I believe that when God touched his life, that God instilled that heavenly knowledge in him. Excuse me. That son knew that God's divine hand was in his healing. And we had taught him and told him that he was God's, that he was a special gift from God. And we taught him everything that we knew about God's word. But you know, we held back on our own faith because we did not understand the virtue of God's healing power. But we were at a revival one night, praise God, in Huntsville, Texas, at a little Assembly of God church in Huntsville. And there was a woman evangelist there. Praise God, neither my husband and I were filled with the Spirit. We were Southern Baptists. And praise God, I thank God for all of the teaching and the fine education, the fine Christian teaching that I've received in the Baptist church. I praise God for that. But I tell you that I did not understand, and my husband did not understand, the beauty and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But you see, we went to this meeting because God brought us there. That's the only reason that I can tell you that he brought us there. And as we listened and watched with wonder and awe as people praised God and worshiped God, it was so marvelous. It was so beautiful. I had been filled with the Spirit, been baptized with the Holy Spirit about 9 months earlier. No, excuse me, it must have been about a year earlier. But you see, I did not understand that power completely. I knew that God had manifested himself in my life in a special way, but I had no one to go to seek out and to speak with about the power of the Holy Spirit. But we heard of this meeting and wanted to attend, and we took our children. And about 3 hours into the meeting, we began to see that our son was beginning to experience pre-seizure activity. He had missed his snack for hypoglycemia, and he was on very, very shaky ground. This child had not turned his attention away from the message of the evangelist. And here we as parents were beginning to look at him and panic, because we knew that any moment now he was going to either go into a seizure or a hypoglycemic coma. And we knew that we had to move fast and get him out of there, away from all of the activity, get his medicine to him, get his snack to him, and there was ice on the ground outside. But you see, God had other plans. We reached out to take our child by the arm and say, "Son, let's go." And he drew back from us and said, "Do you hear what she's saying?" He said, "Listen, Jesus can heal me, and I know that Jesus wants me healed." I want you to know that two parents had a very quick conference. What do you do? What do you do? You don't know. You're not sure. Does God really heal like that? Here we had this miracle child before us. We knew God had healed him. But you see, because of our own lack of faith, of teaching, of understanding, we still had not accepted the full power of God. But this child, who had been grounded in the Word from birth, accepted. He knew he had that childlike faith. He knew that man had not healed him yet. And he said, "Jesus wants me healed." What choice did we have? My husband said, "Okay, let's let him go down there, but you follow him. Walk behind him. Believe me, ladies, I'll walk behind my child. Have you ever seen a mother tiger take her baby out in the jungle? Well, we've seen movies of it anyway. We know how protective they were. I was protective of my child." But he marched himself up there, 7 years old, went to the woman evangelist, looked her in the eye and said, "I want you to pray for me. I know Jesus can heal me." So she looked at him and she said, "Well, sonny, what's wrong with you?" I know that she was expecting him to say, "Well, I have a sore throat and headache," or whatever a seven-year-old might say. He said, "Well, I'm hypoglycemic, I'm clinically hyperactive, and I have grand mal seizures." And she stepped back a minute, and then she looked at me and she said, "Does he know what he's talking about? Is this true?" I said, "Yes, he does, and that's true." And he reached over and took her hand and he said, "I know Jesus can heal me. I know Jesus wants me healed. Pray for me." And you know, I had never seen this done before, but she said, she stopped everyone and she told them what he was asking. And she said, "I want those of you here who are willing to agree that this boy can be healed to stay and pray. But if there is any here who does not believe, then I would ask you that you leave while we pray for this young man." Praise God. There was no one with unbelief as they reached out and they prayed for my son. This son who was in pre-seizure state already, whose eyes were bloodshot, whose little body was shaking. This son, God reached out and touched. Oh, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. I was standing behind him, and I could just see. It was as though God had taken a metal rod and had put it in his back. From his neck to his feet, that child must have grown 2 inches right there. He just straightened up. His muscles got strong right there before my very eyes. His eyes cleared up. His skin tone was so good. It was beautiful. You could see, you could physically see that God had touched that child. And you know, he reached out and he took that woman's hand and he said, "You know, it doesn't hurt when Jesus heals you. It doesn't hurt when Jesus heals you." Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to know that God restored our son completely and totally, physically and mentally. He is whole and he is complete. He is a 12-year-old boy who is willing to stand up and to say, "God healed me." And it doesn't hurt when Jesus heals. It does not hurt when God heals. You see, he made the choice. He chose God's healing instead of man's healing. And ladies, I say to you today, choose God's healing. Choose God's healing. Oh, there are some among you listening right now who hurt. And you want to be healed by God, but you have been talked to and touched by man and man's world, and you don't know that it's possible. Look into the life of that 7-year-old. It doesn't hurt when Jesus heals you. Let God touch your life today. Let him touch it now. There's so much going on right now today for women. Monday night, September 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at Northside Assembly of God is a Joy Fellowship. A Joy Fellowship. This is a ministry to women. A ministry for healing and for everything that God has. Stephanie Lilla, a psalmist, has a ministry of encouragement and exhortation to women today, women in the body of Christ. Please, if you have opportunity, attend this meeting. If you are hurting today, find sisters in Christ who believe in the healing power of Jesus Christ and let them minister to you. This is one opportunity that is open to you. If you will tune in this weekend to Channel 65, Cable 2, Channel 65, praise God for a local Christian ministry on television. You will tune into Women in Touch, and you will see Stephanie Lilla on this television program. Let your life be touched. Let your life be ministered to. Let God reach out and touch you and bring healing. Oh, because he wants to. There is not one of you that God does not desire to touch. Sister, write to me today. Let me hear your prayer requests. Let me know your prayer needs. If you have a ministry activity to reach out and touch women today in this listening area, please let me know that I might announce it on this radio program. Sisters, God has a desire for healing and freedom for every one of you. Let him work in your life. Write to me today. Attend those local functions that minister to you and that bring the healing word of God to you. Praise God. I look forward to being with you again on Monday morning. Have a blessed weekend.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.